just want to, I want to try and get out, get through the sugya to have a picture, the difference between each kitzav and mitzvah. Okay, so we're holding the very top of the face of this. We ended off last week with this candle and camel. The camel's carrying the flax. It depends where the camel is, if the camel inside or outside. That's what we ended off last week. Actually, we didn't read the top two lines of Omid Base. So we're going to do that very quickly now, just so we should have our shloma. So we said, I'll just say the first part, Baal Peh, on Omid Aleph, that we had a question, if you're old Ishim Shemamayna, why should you be chayim for burning the house if the animal, the camel, would carry the flax? The flax caused the house to burn down. Why should the Baal HaGomel be chayim? Ishim Shemamayna, if you're old Ishim Shemamayna, it wasn't my fire that caused the house to burn down. It was the fire of the candle of the company. Why should be chayim? And the Gemara answered, it was talking about misafseches. The animal was going around the house, physically burning down the house. It wasn't that the fire was spreading naturally or with the wind. The animal was physically taking the straw and lighting the house. So that's forced chayim because of regal, because the animal did it for regal. And the Gemara said that it depends. If the candle was inside the house,
it's a regular itch.
But it can't be itch. Because no, it wasn't my age. It was the age of the it was a candle.
Yeah,
the,
yeah. Even the invitation direct action, so you're letting this.
Yeah, it wasn't my age. So it had to be a chai for something else. So we said, Rega, the animal is walking, and Kiru's standing on the thing, so he's burning down the thing.
I didn't hold your age.
It's not my age.
Once you gave your hold from something, you have to answer that question with regards to how.
It was the gomel that did it. It was the gomel that took it, not my ish. The gomel took it.
The owner of the gomel is not considered taking it, even though his camel is the one doing it.
So
you wouldn't call it Karen either. Karen. Sorry, that's what hard to call it, right?
It wasn't Kemenosela, has it? Your animal was walking or standing and scratching his back on the wall.
I'm sure they call it regular. Lighting a firehouse directly.
That's regular. If an animal walks around, with its saddle and smashes people as it walks. We're not coming off the house, it's regal. So this is regal. So so we said it depends. If the candle was inside, then the Baal HaGomel is chayim. If the candle was outside, then the Baal HaChemvin is chayim. So now the Gemara Amud Beis speaks out why that is. So now the Gemara Amud Beis, top of the Omer, Reisha, top of the Kambes Amud Beis, Reisha. In the first case where the candle is inside, Baal HaGomel chayim, the Baal HaGomel is going to be chayim. Why? Delay boyele la fusha betine. He was besheah. He shouldn't have overloaded the animal with the flax. And therefore, he's besheah. And if the animal then goes with his flax and physically burns down the whole house by being misaksechus, the Baal HaGomel is going to be chayim. Then the sefer, in the second case where the candle is outside, chemin is chayim. The chemin is chayim. Why? He's the one who was pesher. He shouldn't have left the candle outside because he should realize that animals might catch fire. And since, as the Gemara says, the animal was unable to move because the animal was being matur lying, so the Baal HaGomel's bottle and the Baal HaChemin is chayim. That's the Gemara just catching up last week. Yeah. Go on, speak out why. Also, you can't start one question. I don't understand it, and now also another one. Yeah. What was the first point?
He's got a load of flax on his back, and it catches the candle.
Why is the Gemara repeating itself? Okay, so you do understand. You understand, but you've got difficulty. Why is the Gemara repeating itself? The Gemara Amud Aleph said over very clearly that the flax on the outside, if the candle's inside and the flax caught fire, then the Baal HaGomel was chayiv. And the Gemara Amud Aleph also said clearly if the candle's outside and the house catches fire, then the Baal HaChemvin is chayiv. Why is the Gemara speaking out now again? Why that is? Very sure he was Peshet, and the Sefer is in the Chemin of Peshet. Valid question. You know, Tosis asked that question. And in the answer, when we do Tosis, then we're going to say, we're going to learn Tosis, but we're also going to learn that Rashi doesn't learn like Tosis. But I want to wait until we get to Tosis Shabbat. Okay, so that's a good question. But in order to say that Rashi doesn't learn like Tosis, we have to know Tosis. But we're not doing Tosis yet. Yeah, okay, good.
The store
had the nearer outside, and the camel comes over. Why is this not
called rubber? Rubber,
right? Rubber for who? Why is there a camel? Rubber tzuya. Animals walk by. Rubber tzuya. That's grammar. That's not grammar. That's ish. He left his things in a very rubber tzuya. It's going to be fine.
It's ish.
It's ish, candle, man. All the candles, ish. Ish, welcome to your hive. Yeah? Okay, very good. So your first hour, we will come back to it. It's a very good hour. Tasis asked it, and there's a lot more to add to the Tasis. But at the moment, we're just trying to get to the solution. Very good. Toshma, a lesson to learn. You'll see that if you have a kasha, you don't understand anything. If you have a kasha, the answers. Toshma, let's move on. Hamadlik is a goddish. Somebody who lit a goddish. He lit a haystack. Now, this may be something you remember from Hakonis. And there was a gdi that was kofosloy, gdi that was tied to it. The Eved Samoglu. And the Eved was nearby to it. Sorry, the Eved wasn't tied. The Eved wanted to, he could have run off. So this person lit the haystack, and the haystack's now burning, and it burnt up the gdi, burnt up this goat, and it also burnt up the eved. So if Shaila is the person who lit it, is he chayav to pay for tishlum? So we say he's chayav to pay tishlum, or not. So why would he say that? Of course he's chayav tishlum. You burn down the haystack, you have to pay for it. No, the Shaila is, there's a klal called kum lei b'dui avi minim. Kum lei b'dui avi minim means that if somebody is chayav capital punishment, then you don't pay tashlum. So here, the person is chayav misa. If a person would be chayav misa for killing someone, for example, then there's no chayav tashlum. For instance, if somebody throws an arrow, shoots an arrow, and the arrow tears through the garment of the person that gets killed, so you chayav misa for killing that guy. But you don't need to pay for the shirt. That person don't need to pay for the shirt. Why? Because commonly the dominate, you get only judged for the more serious penalty. That's the rule. Commonly the dominate. So now that's a shaila here. Somebody who lights a godish and it burns not only the godish and the gdi, but also burns the eved. Do we say chayv misa for the eved? If so, there's no chiyuv tashlumin. Or do we say no? You're chayav for the tashlum. So says the Gemara, it depends if the eved is tied to it or not. If the eved is just somuch loy, and the eved could have run away, so it's not considered that I killed the eved. Even if the eved didn't run away, that's the eved's problem. The eved decided not to run away. And that's not my problem. I'm not chayav misa. I didn't kill him. He could have run away. So therefore, if I'm not chayav misa, I will be chayav for the tashlumim. I'll be chayv for the godish, I'll be chayv for the gi, because I'm not chayv misa. That person's not chayv misa. If he's not chayv misa, he's chayv tashlumin. Right? So Mele says, if the eved is somuch loy ben israf imoy, and it gets burnt up, chayv. What does chayv mean, Joshua? Chayv tashlumin. Why? There's no capital punishment there. You don't have to get killed. So Mele, you're left with tashlumin. But if it's the Eved Kofoslow, if it's the other way around, the Eved was Kofoslow, the Eved was tied to it, then Gedi Somokro, even if the Gedi was near, not tied to it, Venisavimoy Poto, you won't have to pay. And why won't you have to pay? The person's Chayav Misa.
Why do you mean, not just about the fact, but why did I have to miss people fire to the
The person lit the fire. So now it'll be turned on Eishim Mishum Chitzov or Eishim Mishum Amri. If it's Eishim Mishum Chitzov, it's like my arrow. A person throws an arrow, it's kind of me. That's his act, it's kind of me. So that's where the Gemara is going to come, right? So that's the cash of the Gemara. Okay, so the case is clear. The Eved is Somuch, then there's no Chiyuv Misa. So of course you have to pay. The Eved is Kofos, then there would be a Chiyuv Misa, so you don't need to pay. So the Gemara says, Bishlem Elamanda Omar, Eishoy Meshum Chitzov. I can understand, according to the opinion of holds, Eishoy Meshum Chitzov, which his name is Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Shemachi Poto, I understand why it's Poto. Because the person who lit the fire, it shot an arrow, and the arrow killed the Eved. And Eishim Hashem Chitzo is like an arrow, so he's Chayav Misa. Eved Amandom Eishim Hashem Emoino, Amai Poto. But according to the Amandom Eishim Hashem Emoino, why should he be Poto? Just stop a second. We've been learning the Sugyas Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish, Pyod Eishim Hashem Emoino, Eishim Hashem Chitzo. What's an Achimina between them? We've been trying to find the place. Here's an afkamin in the Gemara straight away. If you're the Eishim Shum Chitzo, it's Adam Amazik. You're Chayv Misa. That's the Chayv Misa. All the Eishim Shum Emoino, there's no Chayv Misa, no Adam Amazik. So now, says the Gemara, if it's Eishim Shum Emoino, then I don't understand. Why should he be part of a painter Shlomim? He's not Chayv Misa. If he's all the Eishim Shum Emoino, he's not Chayv Misa. It's not his arrow. It's just his fire went off. It's like his money that went off. What's the din? Ilu Kotal, Tuli, Abde. If his ox killed a servant, right? You see the words? Ilu, if Kotal killed Tuli, his ox, Abde, servant, which in English you would say, Ilu, if his ox would kill a servant, Hochanami, Teloi Mechayim, would you say that he's not Chayim to Shlumim? And Eved, an ox killed a servant. Of course, you have to shlumim. It's a pasuk in the Torah. They have to pay a kofel, for that. Rashi is going to say. So, of course, you have. So, if you say Eisha is like Memoinoi, so the Memoinoi is here, killed an Eved. It's true, his mom killed an Eved. Why should they let you off the hook? You should still have to pay. There's no chiyuv misa. You should still have to pay. That's the cash. We don't understand. This Mishnah was telling us, your mandik did godish and he was kofos loy, and the Eved was somuch loy, you have to pay. If the Eved is kofos, then you don't need to pay. The only reason why you should need to pay is because kamei v'drami need. That only makes sense for chitzov. If it's memoy loy, then there's no kamei v'drami, you should have to pay. That's the cash. To which the Gemara answers, "Hacha b'may skinon kishehitzis v'gufo yishel eved." You're right. I missed that half a line. Omer lachol, Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Reb Shimon Lakish, Reb Lakish will answer. Reb Lakish was the one who held Eishem Shem Emoino. He'll answer. You know why? Hacha b'may skinon kishehitzis v'gufo yishel eved. It wasn't that he lit the godish. He lit the actual eved. Then, of course, there's commonly with German. If you lit the actual Eved, he's a mazik, he's a ritzeach. He lit the actual Eved. But then he's a ritzeach. So, of course, it's commonly with German name. And therefore, you're not chayef for the shlum. Not a godish, a di, and the Eved. The person actually lit the Eved. So he burned the Eved. It's chayef misa.
The thing that doesn't seem to be like modifying the difference.
Well, we saw before how Madlik is a godish, right? So we thought it meant you actually lit the godish. So now we're saying it means you lit the Eved, which caused the godish to burn down.
That's not good.
Too many people shouting at one time.
My question is, it's not just modifying or limiting the case, it's changing the case altogether.
It's explaining that you misunderstood the case. You thought Madlik is a Godish meant that you lit the Godish.
But it's
not. Madlik Godish can mean also if something's got his barbecue and it caught fire to the Godish. It's also called a Madlik is a Godish, right? So that's what happened there. He made his barbecue burning up the Eved, which caused the Godish to catch fire. That's being Madlik, the Godish.
No.
Yes.
I want to suggest something else about it. Actually, when we died in Bryson, Bryson said that the first case was the Malik Gadish. The second case of the evidence doesn't specify the Malik Gadish at all. It just said,
You're right. The first case, you can't be talking about they actually did their event, otherwise, you
can't be
talking
about the
So that's true. The first case is definitely the goddess.
Right.
And the second case is the Yossi saying, it doesn't say what you did.
There's more room to catch
you. Okay, very good. Straight, Yossi. Asking. Sure, you wanted to say something about the same thing.
Along those lines.
Okay, very good. Yeah, okay. Fine to say to Shlaki, you should know the safer, the case where we're saying your potter is talking about where the person lit the actual Eved. He lit the Eved. And then the Godish burned down. So of course, you're not chayiv because it's Mamish talking about it. Mamish, the act of the person. It's not a moiner. He did it himself.
So Shlaki, if he doesn't lit the Godish, then he goes on to the Eved. He would have to pay the Godish potter.
Did he have to pay?
He shouldn't. For what?
For the damage he did.
Meaning it would be like a show. He's saying in that case, it would be like a show, and the first one have to pay $30.
Well, that's what we'll come to in a minute. 1 second. Let's see. Rashi doesn't even see. Half a second.
I don't understand the case. He lit the Eved. He didn't take a match and kind of set fire to the Eved himself. So how did it happen?
What? Say again.
If you the Gemara says he set fire to the Eved, but how did a person would not deliberately set fire to another person by taking fire and plonking it on them? So what actually was the case?
He didn't like the Eved, and he set fire to the Eved.
But how was the fire? Who set fire to? Was it his animal or his...
Reuben himself. Yeah. Reuben himself set fire to the Eved.
He's now
Ritzia.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So that was a straight, calculated, deliberate murder, presumably.
Yeah, video, right?
Okay.
So, obviously, if somebody murders somebody, you don't pay to shlomim. Pretty good. Yachim Eilem Eme. So, what's the chiddush? Why didn't you tell it to me? It's obvious, as Reb Yaakov said so eloquently, straight... forward, or said some other word for it, but murder, he's just a murderer. So if so, then a straightforward murderer, so of course he's going to be pots of paying to Shlomim. So why do you need the mission? Why do you need this case? Says the Gemara, you know why? We're talking about the Eved belonged to Reuven, and the Gedi belonged to Shimon, and the Godish belonged to Reuven. So the question is, in this case, the case where a person kills the property of Reuven, and by doing so damages the property of Shimon, is there also a rule there of commonly bedraging? Do we say that he doesn't need to pay Shimon? Or we only apply the rule of commonly bedraging when there's two tmias from the same claimant? You have a person, Reuven, who's coming, Yochai, you killed, this guy killed me, and he also damaged my property. Okay, listen, okay, there's only one claim, really. That's he killed me, so you don't get paid. If there's two people coming to claim, one saying, he killed me, and the other one saying, he owed me money. Do we say there, we can judge as two individual cases, and Yochai to pay for the money. The guy would get killed for being your insert, and he also has to pay for the money. Or we say, no, it's all one act, and if it's all one act, commonly bedraging. What's the svar of commonly bedraging? Is the svar of commonly bedraging that for one claimant, you can only make one claim, the highest claim, or is the pshat in one act, you only the person only gets punished for the highest punishment, for the more serious punishment? It says the Gemara, that's a chiddush. The chiddush is the comment without any means. The person only gets punished for the more serious punishment of that act. It's one act. Although two people suffered by it, he only gets punished for the more serious act. The Yochimai Lememre, let me just read inside. The Yochimai Lememre, what's the chiddush? We're talking about a case where the gdi belongs to one person and the evidence belongs to another person, and that's the chiddushim. You still apply the rule of comedy bedramine, even though the one who loses the money has got no shaykhs to the evidence that got killed. That's the Gemara. I read through the Gemara today and didn't stop with the Rashi because some of the Rashis are needed to get to here. Okay, is that clear, the Gemara? Yes. You'll have to find it. Says Rashi, top of the page. V'hoyon gedi kofel sdoi. Right? Somebody likes the Godish and the gedi is kofel sdoi. Says Rashi, kofel to who? Kofel the Godish. What's loy? Loy sounds like it's kofel to himself. I'm writing the Godish, and the gedi was tied to me. That doesn't make sense. Because why should the gedi bend down now? So no, loy means loy the Godish. It was tied to the Godish. The Eved somoch loy. And the Eved was somoch loy. Again, loy means the Godish. Doesn't mean to the person lighting it, it means somoch to the Godish. Venisraf imoy. And the Eved got burnt together with the Godish. Why? Because he didn't run away. Chayiv, the person who lit the Godish is Chayiv. What's he Chayiv for? You want to die this Rashi? Chayiv, Agdin, Vagodish. He's Chayiv for the Agdin, he's Chayiv for the Godish. If he's Shein Adin Misi, he doesn't have any Chayiv Misi, he doesn't get killed. He should have run away. So since he doesn't get killed for the Eved, he has to pay to Shlomin. What does Shlomin does he pay? For the Gedi and for the Godish. Not for the Eved. Not for the Eved. Pay for the Gedi and the Godish. Why did he pay for the Eved? He could run away. It says in Shura, since the Eved could have run away, I don't need to pay to Shlomin. It's possible that I'm not Chayiv Misa, the guy's not Chayiv Misa. It's possible not Chayiv Misa because the Eved could have run away. It's not called an act of Mitzicha if he could have run away. That you don't even have to pay for the Shlomin on the Eved. Since the Eved could run away, you're completely, completely exempt.
The Eved was sleeping.
Why? If you do it, wake up from the heat. Unless it's a coffers, it has to be a case of coffers. There is marish and deep slumbering. Right, if he's tied up, there's a case of also, if you drive it up, cases where creates where that the heaven can't run it. It's all discussed later on the decision. But that's the club. If heaven can run away, you're going to be Potiphar Misa. The guy's Potiphar Misa, but says in Shura, Dick and Rashi, they're not only the Potiphar Misa, they even Potiphar to Shlomim as well. Why? You should have run away. This is one of Yossi's, Yossi's got a bag full of goodies. And here you see that if the Nizik could have run away, could have prevented himself from getting harmed, the Mazik doesn't need to pay for it. You see, the Mazik didn't need to pay for damaging the Eved. Why? Because the Eved should have run away. So what? The Eved decided, he's not for me. The Eved's like, all right, for it. And you want to burn the Eved, you have to pay for the Eved. Oh, since the Eved could have run away, that guy who burnt it doesn't need to pay. An exception to the general rule. Now, the general rule is, I don't need to put a fence around my house. If somebody, if an animal wants to come into my garden and eat up my produce, if I can shut, he has to pay, the animal has to pay for the produce. Don't say, well, you should have put a fence around. Because, no. Who's the rule? Who's the incumbent to look after the animal to prevent it from damaging? whether or not the animal. And therefore, if the animal does damage, and the owner of the animal has to pay, don't say, well, you should have put the fence around. No. But here we see that if the person should have run away, then we say that, as Rashi says, that the one who lit the fire does need to pay. Because the act I did was not an act that should cause damage, because the person naturally should have run away. And just to keep it equal.
The first of all, there's a difference. You have the next portion of the case where the D is not tied, and he's tied with the D.
We'll discuss D in a minute. We'll see. D is not so possible. But D will discuss. But in Eved, he should have run away. That's like you explained. In Eved, it's such a thing which naturally should have run away. I'm not even a character. Yossi.
I think
where's the Pshia?
The Pshia is he put something on fire.
Not Eved. He wasn't Pshia. He wasn't Pshia for Eved. That we've already learned. Chalos and Pshia, so you're in it. Is only on this item. If I was Bishair, remember if I was Bishair, I let my animal go up to the roof and he could jump and break glass vases over there, but not these vases over here, then I'm not chayiv. Even if the animal falls on these vases and breaks the vases right next to the wall, and owners, it's glass and shares over here. It's only on this item. I was Bishair, this item. Yeah, I wasn't Bishair in the Eved. The Eved should have run away. I'm not going to be chayiv at all. I was Bishair for the Godish, I was Bishair for the Gdim, and off the Eved. It's not something matters too complicated. So that's what it says. So just to make matters a bit equal, just it shouldn't be too much finding a raya for what Yossi generally holds. Yossi holds, this has been a machlokes for earlier. Yossi holds that if I see my property is getting damaged and I don't do anything about it, and I've got no right to claim from the mine. The animal, Reuben's animal is coming and eating up my produce, and I sit by watching with my legs up. And I didn't do anything. So Yossi holds that I've got no right to go and claim from Reuben for the damage that was done to my produce, and I should have stopped it. And that's not true. That's Yossi means not true. Alokka is not like that. Alokka is that if my property gets damaged by somebody's negligence, one who is negligent has to pay. You have any telling of me why didn't I do anything about it? The onus of responsibility is on the mazik and not on the mizik. But occasionally we find exceptions. And this is a possible exception when we see it. That if the Eved was sitting there and the Eved decided, you know, I'm not going to run away. I said, I'm not going to run away. And I'm going to get burnt alive. And it's too bad. The person is going to have to pay for the damage. He's not Chayv Misa, obviously, the person. It's not Chayv Misa because David could have run away. He decided he's not going to run away. Then says Rashi, the one who lit the fire does not need to pay for the damage. He only pays for the Godish and the Gdi. He does not pay for the Eved. Why? The Svar has to be because why didn't the Eved get up and run away? It's the Eved's fault. It sounds almost like Yossi's kindness, but obviously it's not because here there's a natural inclination to run away, not get burnt, as we expect him to. And therefore, it was a type of act that shouldn't have burnt the Eved. Shouldn't have burnt the Eved. The Eved should have got up and got away. It's not similar to any of the other cases. This act of me lighting this fire should not have burnt the Eved. The Eved should have got away, and therefore I'm gone.
Why can we find the case
that day my animal goes into the field and starts eating up produce?
Yeah, that
That's Roger. That Roger is not running away. That Roger is going to be there and the animal's eating it. How you don't have to stop your animal doing something like that? When he lets his animal wild, he lets his animal share on all my produce. I don't have to look after him.
It's different also because Richard, for example, who's the claimant? The claimant isn't the owner of the pet.
No.
So I mean, you can't compare that to someone who owns produce and owns property, and he should look for the fence because you know he's prevented from making the claim because the evidence won't have to remove whether or not to go down and run away or not. Nearby, and he could have grabbed his evidence and protected his property. He wasn't in a position to protect his property.
We're seeing here that although the owner of the evidence wasn't there, he wasn't in the
actual. Well, he still doesn't have that obligation to do that.
We're seeing here, even if he wasn't there, if the owner of the evidence wasn't there, the person lit the fire doesn't need to pay for the damage to the evidence. Why?
Because he could have run away.
Because the owner is hearing nothing about the owner. The evidence could run away, finished. So you see that if the evidence could run away, you don't need to pay.
Right, but it has nothing to do with what he could have done to prevent someone paying damage.
Yeah, you see, even though we could have laid the claim and said, no, you lit the fire, you need to pay for the damage. The fact that the one that got damaged didn't do anything about it, that's his problem. That's your problem. You lit the fire, you need to pay for it. Like your animal goes into a field and damages, we say you need to pay for the damage to the field, even though the owner could have stopped it. So here as well, since you lit the fire, the person lit the fire, and it burned down the evidence. And the evidence could have done something. What the evidence could have done? He did. So there would be a mocking to say you should have to pay. Rashi thinks maybe not like that. And I'm saying the svari of the chiddush is like that. When a person lit light for fire, was it an act of pishia? Shia was an act of shia regarding the evidence. When he lit that fire, is it considered as if he's lighting the evidence? No, because the evidence should have run away. If I let my animal loose, the animal can go and damage all things in the field. And yes, it's considered the pshir on all these fields. I suppose I could have stopped that pshir from happening. That's my pshir. I was a pshir. I was meant to look after my animal. If I have to pay. There is an opinion who says otherwise. In the Muki Yosef in the Ramban, the very end, who knows whether to find the Ramban at the end of the second period of the Ramban. Where would you find the Ramban in this book? At the end of the second page of what we've got.
In the back.
Very good. Where in the back? I'd say you'll see a brood. Anyone with nowhere to find the Ramban? This is a really trick question.
Ramban.
With an M, yeah. But you won't find it with the Ramban because it's called Milchames Hashem. Milchames Hashem is the sefer written by the Ramban. It's at the bottom of the Rif. So if you go to the Rif at the end of the second period, or the Gamer, exercise that Rif, you're in the Rosh. Rif.
I don't
have to
how far back
do I have to go? It looks like
tomorrow.
Right,
is surrounded.
Look at the end of the second period. The end of the second period. Means once it starts saying big, once it says changing, you know you've gone too far. The end of the second period, you're on the Machanas Hashem at the very end, the very last line of Machanas Hashem on the second period of Bava Kamia. The very last line of Machanas Hashem on the second period of Kamia. It says the Yesh Mi Shapirish. You see my comments at the bottom of the Rish?
Yeah. Right here, the bottom. It says
you've got the old marks. Okay, it should be here. Yeah, if you go to the next page, at the very end, you see my comments at as well, right? So the very end, the second last line. Second last line of that. The Yesh Mi Shapirish. Some people say the average in corpus or mace, the bottle, it's here, the mise, the bottle of mise, But Chayim Tashlum, he doesn't pay. Why? Mishum Da'omale, Rab, the owner of the and of the Eved will say, Mikomo Kirmat Ketalte, you killed him. So you have to pay for the damage. Ava Pishu Moichel al Gufoy, even the Eved was Moichel on his goof, and he let himself get killed. Rab told Kimine, he doesn't have the right to do that. Eved had no right to be Moichel on his goof. His goof belongs to me. The Eved didn't have a right to do it. And therefore, he's hired to pay. So here we have an opposite opinion to Rashi. Rashi holds, if a person likes to find the evidence so glory, then says Rashi, we've got D and Rashi. Rashi, second line of the page, that's it, he's hired Agdi Vagodish. Why is Rashi telling us what you're hired for? Agdi Vagodish, to say, and not the evidence. Why? Because this act of lighting was not meant to burn the evidence. The evidence should have gone up the way. You're not trying to be separate. Why not trying to be there? Because he shouldn't have run away. So, to regarding damages, says the Rambam, there is an opinion in Schleim, the person will be time to pay for the Eved. What do you think? He shouldn't run away? So, who was money for it? Who decided not to run away? The Eved. He decided that money for my group. Eved doesn't belong to himself. Eved belongs to the other. And the right to be money for his group. Never, although you're not having Misa, because the act was not act that should have killed the Eved, you do have to pay to Shlomo. So, my point is Rashi Rambam. Since Rashi, Misa, Vim, and Chayyab, we did this Rashi, Agdiva, Godish, Vishay, no, dear Misa. There's no Chayyab Misa, Bishal Eved. Shahoya, Loy, Lubroya, he should have escaped. Now, if it's Eved, Kopus, Loy,
the difference that the Eved was fine.
Fine.
So, I think it was told to protect it. To protect them. Your job is to make sure the skiddush doesn't burn down.
Okay.
It's not going to be rolling.
I'm pretty sure that the first lesson of firemen learn is that if it's a chance between the property burning or yourself burning, look after yourself.
The firemen do die in the course of doing it. I'm saying, yeah, somebody lights fire into a building.
That's against
the and a fireman runs in, it's fire.
Yeah.
The person, the arsonist is bothered from.
Sure.
Oh, American was not the case.
Huh?
The American is common. American was not the case.
Wow. You're on the so I really never get put to death.
No, but by getting on fire. Mass water or something.
Yeah, pay money or something. Prison, not death. No capital punishment, please. We need the capital punishment. No, the part of the birds, we need the capital punishment. The punishment of death. Not very kind of misery. Eved Kofosloy, Ubdi Sonokhoy. Are you asking about Tashlumim for your ration? No. Eved Kofosloy, Ubdi Sonokhoy, Venis, Ve'im, Ve'poto. If it's the Eved was tied, so there is a misahim. And Ubdi was Sonokhoy. Venis, Ve'im, Ve'poto. So the Gemara seems to imply the Gdi was near it. That's when you're potter. The Gdi wasn't tied to the Godish. And that's when you're potter. What would be if the Gdi would be tied to the Godish? The person lit the Godish, the Gdi was tied to the Godish, and also the Eved was tied to the Godish. Both of them were tied to the Godish. So Eved couldn't escape. So what would be the din?
Still be potter.
Let's go with the Ishmael kids sometime, just to keep it simple.
Okay.
Going to Rashi. The Eved was tied to the Godish. There's no way he could escape. And he lit the fire. And the Gdi was also tied to the Godish. What would be the din? How much would he have to pay? Would he have to pay?
Misa.
There's a huge Misa. There's a huge Misa. So Yossi, ensure. That you, everyone, that you're potter on everything, both the Gdi and the God. So why are we talking about Gdi that's somewhere? I don't know Gdi that's near. Who are Gdi that's tied to it? Why are you talking about Gdi that's near? You're potter in either case. It says Rashi, the potter of Gdi my God, the potter of Gdi and the God. The Kromi of Gdi and the God. Shehoi of the Eved, somebody who kills an Eved near. The same knocker in the I need the posuk, a new posuk to tell me a chai misa for killing an Eved. No, there's Tirtzach. I'm also going to tell you, I must kill somebody. Why do you need a posuk knocking?
He's like a shock.
But you might have. We're talking about Eved Knaim. My God, Eved Knaim. He's a quasi Jew. Brother, Tvira, it's a quasi Jew. He's a special prosecutor, not criminal. Not criminal. A special Rebbe comes to say the five mitzvahs of killing David. Yossi's saying in the back, the Pasuk says, Evet Kanani is compared to a Chamorish. Eliezer was compared to Chamorish. Eliezer, but the Messiah Eliezer, they are Mashke, and he was compared to a Chamorish. As so you might tell you, Michael Miso. Knocking, you're knocking, told me you're Chai Miso. I didn't knock out the D. Why are we talking about the D? Stop, why are we mentioning D in this case? Evet Kofis, though, believe evidence tied to the goddess. You should know you're part of the goddess. Why are we talking about the D at all? I don't know. D, which is the Macmillan, the Kamon, the D, the Chabem, the Chab. We say the whole Chiddush of the Gemara, the secondary Shlokish, was that he lit the actual Evet. He lit the Evet. And he burned down the goddess and also burned down the D. So the Chiddush is, even though the D doesn't belong to the owner of the Eved, there's still a clear cloud of Komlei B'Dramim. So, I don't know if D is in the Kmina and come on with D, the Chad, the Eved, the Chad. The Godish, the Eved, if it's just the Godish and the Eved, we can't say the Godish belongs to one person and the Eved belongs to another person. Why? Then, Uche the Milsa, it's normal, Lishtoi Inish Abde Lishmo Yigideshi. It's normal to appoint Lishtoi Inish to appoint a person to appoint Abde, his servant, Lishmo Yigideshi, to guard his Godish. Says Rashi, we have here a case, we have three things, we have a Godish, Eved, and Gedi. So why do we need all three? Says Gemara, you know why you need Gedi and Eved? Because to tell us the Chiddush, that even though they're not the same owner, still apply the rule of Kamei V'Dramei. Says Rashi, why do you need that? Take off the D and say Godish and Eved. I'm talking about two different owners. It's an Eved and it's a Godish, two different owners, and then you apply the principle of Kamei V'Dramei. Says Rashi, no. Why is the Eved kofos to the Godish? Why is he there? To look after the goddess. The Eved and the goddess are owned by the same guy. That's possible. Eved and the goddess are owned by the same guy. So we must be talking about this. You need to bring in the Gdi factor in order to talk about somebody else. The Eved and the goddess are one owner, and the Gdi is somebody else's owner.
And
one.
The Gdi going in the itself.
Oh, says Rashi. But I did the knock at Gabi Eved Kofos, since by Eved. It mentions Kofos, the sum of my Eved. We need to differentiate between if it's Kofos, if it's a common Midrash name, if it's Sonok, there's no common Midrash name. Noket Gabi Eved, Noket Gabi Gdi, Kofos for Sonok. That's why by Gdi we also differentiated between Kofos and Sonok. But says Rashi, Afal Gab de Gdi, Eloima Hoya Loli Vroya. By Gdi, there's no such Svar Hoya Loli Vroya. Shani by Das, Agdi has no sense. And therefore, if it wouldn't be tied, it'd be Samoch, Nabi Chayim, it would be tied. In the first case, what was the first case we spoke about? What's the case where you're Chayim for the Gdi? What was the first case?
It was tied.
So we didn't need to talk about it being tied. We didn't need to be talking about it tied. Even if it was untied, you would be Chayim for the Gdi. Why? Because the Gdi's got no das. Why do we expect the person to run away? Because he's a bar seichel, so he's going to run away. The Gdi has no das. And since the Gdi has no das, we can't expect it to run away. If I light a fire and there's a Gdi nearby, I would be chayef for that Gdi. Why? Because I have to expect the Gdi might get burnt. You can't expect the Gdi to run away. It doesn't have any das. So why do we say the Gdi was kofos? Why in the first line of the Gemara do we say the Gdi is kofos? And why in the second line do we say we need not kofos? Because Rashi Ben Met is totally irrelevant. It makes no difference if he was kofos, if he wasn't kofos. But since with Eved we differentiate between the Eved which is kofos and Eved which isn't, and we say you're potter when the Eved is kofos and you're chayim when the Eved is somov, so we say also by Gadim Also, we differentiate to say between Kofos and Tzano, and say in the first case, we'll talk about Gdilis. Kofos is tied, and in the second case, we'll talk about Gdilis not tied. But we meant we could have kept it the same. Since by Eved we made such a chiluk, we write the chiluk by Gdi as well, even though it's not the same. How do you know that? How do you know that the Gdi would be untied, would be chayav for as well? How did Rashi know that? How did Rashi know? Maybe we expected Gdi to run away. You wouldn't think so. How did Rashi know about that? Says Rashi, Kedominam Bishiri Pilkin, like it says in the end of this Perek, more or less says, what happens if somebody puts a gechenes on a shor? On a shor, you put a gechenes on a shor. Is one chayim to pay for the damage done to that shor, or we expect the shor to jump up and knock off that gechenes? And the Gemara says, shoyoy kimamoino. Just like if a person puts a gechenes on the momoy, he would have to pay. So if you put a gechenes on the shor, he would have to pay. Says Rashi, so what do we see there? That the gechelet is an animal, but there's a natural instinct, should have jumped up and run away. No, you don't say so. You say, if you put it on the animal, an animal doesn't have doubts, you have to pay for the damage done to the animal. So too, says Rashi, if you're lighting a fire and it's coming towards, inching towards the animal, we don't say the animal's got doubts, the animal will run away. No, just like you saw in the end of a pig. You don't say animal is das, he can knock off the gecheles. So too, you don't say animal is das to run away from the fire.
I have a question though.
And therefore, you can be chayv in both cases.
I have a question though. It's a bit kiddish because when we're talking about war, we're talking about shore war, the shores are not suicidal, they avoided war. In fact, there's a whole bunch of them together. So they have to go further on.
It's
being pushed into the war. So it shows that there is
some
dust.
That means the animal is not going to do something. The animal is not going to do something in your case of show. If he sees the boy in front of him, he's not going to walk inside. If he sees the boy, he's not going to walk into the boy. He's not going to kill himself. Here, the animal is sitting there. He sees a fire coming towards him. He doesn't have dust to work out fire and burn people. He doesn't have that. It may not burn animals, so that they'll just say, I won't be warm. I'll warm myself by the fire. And suddenly the wind comes and pushes it all day. It's a flood, flash flood. You never have it. Therefore, he wouldn't be. Oh, very good. Very good. No.
Once you're not coming back where you can't see anything, you're only feeling something like some weird sensation. Maybe it's internal, and he doesn't know. And all of a sudden, here he sees it.
Very good. Excellent. That's the ghost on Rashi.
Also, that's a case of mamba, the damage to the shore.
Yeah,
something about a gdi.
Yeah. No. Ronan, do you pay for the gdi? In the case of that, the Evan could run away. And the fire, he lit the goddess, and the goddess lights the gdi. The Gemara said the gdi was kofos, the gdi was tied to the goddess. Says Rashi, even if it wasn't tied to it, because the gdi doesn't have das. How do you know that? Because the Gemara, at the end of the period, it says you put gecheles on an animal, the animal doesn't have dust to throw it off. But so too, the animal doesn't have dust from it. That's the context. Yossi's question is, how can you compare the two? The animal might not have dust to throw it off himself. If it's on him, he can't look after himself. But he can keep away from it, and that's a machlikas Rashi. Tesis is quite right. Tesis hold like the same. But Rashi, Rashi's saying when it says, Gedi kopos is lav dafkin. Who are they never going to be sold? Yeah, okay, now, dogs. Now you've got it? Okay. So there you are. One more Rashi. In kotel, two Rashi. In kotel, tori avde. If you're the Asian, and the Asian is like your mama, so if you're sure, you're sure it's your money. If it kills an Eved, you're not trying to pay. So Rashi, you don't have to pay. Foxiv, the pasuk says clearly you have to pay. Kesem, shloishim, shkolim, itin, adoino. If a shoy kills an eved, don't convince me I'm by shoy killing an eved. The shoy has to pay for the eved. So too, if you light a fire and it kills the eved, you should still have to pay for the tashlumi. That's the Gemara, you're right. Sheitzitz, the gufo, shereved. the whole of Bade Mami shoulder. If he actually lit the actual event, of course, he's like missing in Bade Mami shoulder. He definitely actually killed him. If he did the chad, after the chad. So what's the chiddush? If he actually burnt the event, straightforward murder, what's the chiddush? Says the Gemara here. If he did the chad, after the chad, the chiddush is that it's not the same owner. It's the Pashmino. I forgot the name Chai Misa. He's still like Dean. Even though he's not Chai Misa, the Gedeen, the Mafsid, Barak D, the Barak D still lose out his money. Why? Because you get punished. The most serious punishment for the act you did, irrelevant if it's owned by two people. Okay, so let's do a sick one we had so far today. We brought in a Mishnah about somebody who lights a fire which kills an Eved. And the bottom of the Shulim, so he said, that's enough Gemir between Yoshlokish. If your Ishn Shul hits on it's Odom Amazik and you have the rules of Kalnik and Jamini, I miss it, I killed him, I miss it. There's no.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Begin. Let's end the begin on fire. Things hot, right?
Yeah.
So,
the question was there ever coppers or what?
What?
Was there ever coppers or not? So you couldn't put out. David couldn't have put out.
Not put out.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay, in that case, yeah.
So I'm saying, first of all, he says, and the event, the case, we want to change the case. The case is that he didn't end it on fire directly. Why? Why does he have to say that? That's my question.
Because otherwise,
that's the same scoundrels. What?
We're not talking about it there. Because otherwise, it wouldn't be high case. If you hit the door, it wouldn't be high case.
So I'm asking why. I'm saying, if the case where the person is lighting the garment of the event, we're saying that he's going to be high and killing the event. How could any different than lighting the beach?
The gum.
The Gadish.
The gum. He lit the actual Eved.
How? Not lighting the gum.
What paraffin on the Eved?
Or gasoline one.
What's the difference?
What's the difference?
Fine enough to spread to get in.
The fire spread. So it's the garment.
Did the fire spread to get in or did the fire on him? Is that a saksachas or is it the fire naturally moving there? Is the wind bringing the fire there? In the case of the Godish, he lit an A and the Rochoik, it managed to burn, right? So we said if it's a rock, if there was a brush there, the Rochoik, it's not my act, I'm not high for that. If it's on that place where I lit, it caused the damage, then I'm the Mazik, I did it. There's something called, if you remember, we had the Rashi. The fire spreads further. If it's further, it's not my act. If it's there, it's my act.
And we
say,
sure, it's well, it's God.
Yeah.
So of course it's his act, because of course we know that it's gonna continue.
Yeah, that's not that. The fact that I got there, that was because of its own energy that got there. It wasn't my act. I was the cause. Sure, I created the energy. If somebody creates an ox and now this ox goes and causes damage, it's not me that made that damage. I created the ox, I created the damager. But the fact that that ox went to damage, it wasn't me, that was the ox that did it. Same thing with the fire, I lit a fire. Fire naturally has a curve to move on and burn further. That's the animal, that's the fire's curve, it's not me. I made that curve, but the curve then went off.
So three times an ox is born. Fourth time he puts it in front of the Eved and he said, go bash this Eved and bash Eved. He's not having something. And then ox did it?
Yeah.
But
yeah. Sure. Yes, he was Mason, Morris. Put a red thing in front of the animal, took it on its own.
And
you say,
oh, yeah.
He does that. I
think
McMorris is even there.
He thinks they
have to come back. Mason, someone, Morris, has been famous for beer. Stop saying that, sir. It's a shayla rochel ha'maisa. Okay, a good shayla. What we do with it? But some of
it's been.
But even the goddess wouldn't be chayv in the whole goddess. Even on the goddess, I wouldn't be chayv in the whole goddess. That's what we learned. The Gemara says, why are you chayv in the whole goddess? It's not your age. So if it is your age, you're chayv in the whole goddess. Say that you don't have misa. In order to be chayv misa, it has to be your act. Not your act. The pen animal on the fire went further. Somebody likes a goddess. Why did he have to pay the whole goddess? Why did he have to pay the whole goddess?
I'm saying either show or chetz.
Right? That means if you told of show, then it's not chetz. It's not your error. You're chayv because it's like your money, your fire was your money, which you created, that went off and burnt. So if it's only my money, I'm not chayv misa for what my money does. So my money went and burnt up there. They don't have reason for that. Stop. Think about it a bit. It's him Tuesday.
And then a bit more. Maybe tomorrow also.
Well, if you're up to date. Well, Tuesday night. Not sure if you start the day. Tuesday night, 9:30. Right?
When tomorrow uses the term evidence.